Bain's swift exit from Estia Health signals shift to infrastructure investors for long-term care assets. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Bain Capital sold Australian aged care operator Estia Health to infrastructure investor Stonepeak less than 30 months after acquiring it in December 2023, marking the second major private equity exit from aged care in under 3 years. Australia and #X27. S population aged 65 and over is projected to reach 22% by 2030 from 17% in 2023, creating predictable demand that infrastructure investors underwrite at 6-8% unlevered returns compared to private equity firms targeting 15-20% IRRs. Commonwealth subsidies cover approximately 70% of Australian residential aged care operating costs, providing government-linked revenue streams that function like regulated utilities and appeal to infrastructure capital with long-duration mandates. Bain Capital has agreed to sell Australian aged care operator Estia Health to infrastructure investor Stonepeak in a transaction that marks the second major exit from the sector by a traditional private equity firm in under 3 years. The deal, announced this week, positions infrastructure capital as the preferred long-term owner of high capex, regulated healthcare assets while traditional buyout shops rotate toward higher return clinical and tech-enabled platforms. Bain acquired Estia Health in December 2023 through a take-private transaction, according to Private Equity Hub. Terms of the Stonepeak sale were not disclosed. The swift exit, less than 30 months after acquisition, suggests Bain achieved operational improvements faster than anticipated or faced margin pressures common to labor-intensive care delivery models. Either scenario underscores the structural arbitrage between private equity and infrastructure capital. Buyout firms optimize and exit, infrastructure investors underwrite long-duration cash flows against demographic tailwinds. The transaction follows a pattern visible across OECD markets. Infrastructure investors are paying premium multiples for assets private equity firms would historically hold for 5 to 7 years. The reason? Aging populations create predictable, bond-like demand for residential care beds, while government reimbursement frameworks provide downside protection despite regulatory complexity. The aged care arbitrage Stonepeak's acquisition of Estia Health reflects infrastructure capital's appetite for assets with three characteristics: high barriers to entry via licensing and capex requirements, inelastic demand driven by demographics, and government-linked revenue streams that behave like regulated utilities. Aged care in Australia checks all three boxes. Australia's population aged 65 and over is projected to reach 22% by 2030, up from 17% in 2023, according to government forecasts. Residential aged care operators benefit from Commonwealth subsidies that cover approximately 70% of operating costs, with top-up payments from residents. This blended revenue model insulates operators from full market risk while preserving upside from occupancy and acuity mix management. Bain's entry in late 2023 came during a period of regulatory reform following the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. The government introduced minimum care minute requirements and increased funding, improving unit economics for compliant operators. Bain likely executed a playbook focused on staffing optimization, procurement efficiency, and clinical quality metrics tied to reimbursement. The sale to Stonepeak suggests those improvements are now embedded, making the asset suitable for a lower return, longer hold infrastructure mandate. Infrastructure firms typically underwrite aged care assets at 6-8% unlevered returns, compared to private equity firms targeting 15-20% IRRs. The valuation gap allows infrastructure buyers to pay multiples that satisfy private equity exit thresholds while still clearing their own return hurdles. Stonepeak, with over $65 billion in assets under management across infrastructure and real estate, has the capital base to finance expansion without near-term exit pressure. The private equity rotation out of Heidutch Care Bain's exit aligns with a broader trend. Traditional buyout firms are rotating capital away from labor-intensive, low-margin care delivery toward higher-margin healthcare services and technology platforms. This shift reflects both multiple compression in bricks-and-mortar healthcare and the superior unit economics of tech-enabled models. The contrast is visible in recent healthcare deals. While Bain exits aged care, private equity capital is flooding into virtual care platforms. In May 2026, Teladoc Health expanded its distribution through a partnership with Walmart's Better Care Services platform, offering cash-pay virtual visits at $89 per session. The Walmart partnership exemplifies the scalability private equity firms seek: variable cost delivery models with minimal physical infrastructure and no bed licensing requirements. Teladoc's economics illustrate the divergence. A virtual visit generates gross margins above 60% with near zero incremental capital requirement per additional patient. Compare the two aged care, where each incremental bed requires construction capex of $150,000 to $250,000, ongoing staffing costs at 65 to 70% of revenue, and regulatory compliance overhead. For private equity firms optimizing for IRR and capital velocity, the choice is clear. The Walmart-Teladoc tie-up also signals how technology is disintermediating traditional care settings. Consumers can access dermatology, nutrition counseling, and chronic disease management without entering a hospital or clinic. While aged care remains non-discretionary for frail elderly populations, the addressable market for facility-based care is shrinking at the margin as virtual and home-based models capture earlier stage demand. Private equity firms are reading this landscape and allocating accordingly. The capital flowing out of aged care facilities is redeploying into telehealth platforms, remote patient monitoring, and AI-driven care coordination tools. These assets offer revenue growth rates of 20 to 40% annually, compared to aged care's mid-single-digit organic growth tied to population aging and occupancy gains. Infrastructure's long game on demographic Stonepeak's acquisition thesis rests on a simple premise: the number of Australians aged 85 and over, the core aged care demographic, will more than double between 2025 and 2050. That demand is inelastic and largely government-funded, creating a multi-decade runway for predictable cash generation. Infrastructure investors view aged care through the same lens as toll roads or regulated utilities, assets that generate stable, inflation-linked cash flows with limited competition due to high barriers to entry. In Australia, aged care licenses are capped by region, and new bed supply requires government approval. This quasi-monopoly structure protects incumbent operators from rapid capacity expansion that would erode pricing. Stonepeak can afford a patient approach. Unlike private equity firms facing fund life constraints and LP return expectations, infrastructure funds often have 15 to 20-year investment horizons and target returns in the high single digits. This time arbitrage allows them to absorb near-term regulatory risk, such as potential increases in minimum staffing ratios or care minute requirements, in exchange for long-term demographic upside. The aged care sector also offers inflation protection, a key consideration for infrastructure allocators in 2026. Government reimbursement rates in Australia are indexed to wage growth and CPI, while resident contributions adjust with market conditions. This natural hedge makes aged care an attractive alternative to fixed income investments in an environment where central banks have maintained higher terminal rates than the 2010s. Estia Health's asset base, if it includes freehold property, adds another dimension. Aged care real estate in urban Australian markets has appreciated alongside residential property, providing embedded optionality. Stonepeak can monetize land value through sale leasebacks or redevelopment, unlocking capital while maintaining operational control. This real estate component effectively lowers the entry multiple on a cash flow basis. Healthcare mergers and acquisitions in a bifurcated market. The Estia Health transaction sits within a bifurcating healthcare mergers and acquisitions market. On one side, infrastructure and pension capital is consolidating hard asset, high capex sectors, hospitals, aged care, dialysis centers. On the other, private equity and growth equity is chasing asset-light, technology-enabled models with winner-take-most dynamics. This bifurcation is widening in 2026. Max Healthcare Institute, one of India's largest hospital chains, saw its stock fall over 6% in May 2026 after reporting a fourth-quarter profit increase of just 3% year-over-year to 387 crore. Missing margin expectations despite announcing a 1,400 crore greenfield hospital investment in Lucknow. The market's reaction underscores investor skepticism toward CapEx heavy expansion in facility-based care. Max Healthcare's results illustrate the margin pressure facing hospital operators globally. Despite 10% revenue growth to 2,664 crore in Q4 FY26, profit growth lagged due to wage inflation and occupancy constraints. Bed occupancy stood at 75%, suggesting limited pricing power absent capacity additions. Average revenue per occupied bed rose just 1% year-over-year to 77,900 rupees, failing to offset cost increases. These dynamics explain why private equity firms are exiting facility-based care while infrastructure capital steps in. For traditional buyout shops, the risk-return profile no longer justifies the capital intensity. For infrastructure investors, the same attributes, high capex, regulated returns, stable demand, fit their mandate perfectly. The policy environment is also reshaping allocations. The Trump administration's expansion of AI-driven anti-fraud efforts in U.S. healthcare, announced in May 2026, signals increased scrutiny of Medicare and Medicaid billing. The Department of Health and Human Services now uses ChatGPT and other AI tools to analyze state audit reports and detect fraud patterns, according to Assistant Secretary Gustav Chiarello. This heightened oversight raises compliance costs for U.S. aged care and hospital operators, further eroding margins for private equity-backed platforms while creating opportunities for well-capitalized infrastructure players who can absorb regulatory overhead. The Plaquemines view the Bain to Stonepeak handoff as more than a single transaction. It is a structural signal. The cost of capital for facility-based healthcare has permanently reset, and only investors with infrastructure mandates can underwrite the combination of high capex, regulatory risk, and demographic-driven growth. Traditional private equity's exit from aged care mirrors its earlier rotation out of acute care hospitals in the US and Europe. The pattern is consistent: optimize, harvest, exit to infrastructure or strategics. What the market is missing is the optionality embedded in aged care real estate. Stonepeak is not just buying beds and reimbursement streams. It is acquiring urban land in Australia's fastest growing cities, sites that could be repositioned for mixed-use senior living, disability care, or even residential redevelopment as zoning permits evolve. Infrastructure investors are underwriting aged care on a through-cycle basis, but they are gaining real assets with alternative use cases that pure-play operators lack the balance sheet to exploit. The second-order play is vertical integration. Stonepeak and peers are assembling ecosystems, aged care facilities, home care platforms, pharmacy distribution, even telehealth for chronic disease management. The thesis: control the full continuum of care for the 75-plus demographic and capture margin at every touchpoint. Bain's sale of Estia fits this pattern. Stonepeak can bolt Estia onto existing Australian healthcare assets, drive procurement synergies, and cross-sell services across the network. Traditional private equity cannot justify the capital or the time horizon for that strategy. Infrastructure investors can and will. The final insight: aged care is becoming the next utilities sector. Just as pension funds and sovereign wealth vehicles own water, power, and transport assets, they will own the physical infrastructure of aging. The returns are lower, but the duration is longer, the downside is protected, and the demand is non-cyclical. For private equity, that is a bug. For infrastructure capital, it is the entire investment thesis. So what Bain Capital's sale of Estia Health to Stonepeak confirms that traditional private equity is exiting high capex, regulated healthcare delivery in favor of asset-light, tech-enabled platforms. Infrastructure investors are the natural buyers, underwriting aged care and hospital assets as demographic utilities with bond-like cash flows. For institutional allocators, this creates a clear framework: deploy buyout capital into telehealth, AI-driven care coordination, and specialty physician platforms where IRRs can reach 20% plus. Allocate infrastructure and real assets capital to aged care, hospitals, and senior housing where returns will be 7 to 10% but duration is 15 to 20 years and demographic tailwinds are undeniable. The Estia transaction is a template. Expect more private equity to infrastructure handoffs across OECD aged care markets in the next 24 months. The firms still holding facility-based care assets are either in harvest mode or miscalibrated on the cost of capital. The bid is coming from infrastructure, and the spread between private equity exit multiples and infrastructure entry multiples is narrowing. For sellers, this is the window. For buyers, this is the build phase of a multi-decade consolidation. The winners will be those who recognize that aged care is no longer a healthcare play. It is an infrastructure play with a healthcare wrapper.